Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another podcast episode. Curtis Anderton here. Today, I'm actually recording this episode in a villa in Southeast Asia, specifically on an island called Gili Tea. It's this beautiful small island. It takes maybe 45 minutes to walk around the whole thing. It took us like a half an hour to bike around the whole thing. And it's just this gorgeous tropical island in Indonesia off the coast of Bali. And I'm just kind of waking up in the morning. We had a breakfast and we were all reading and just hanging out by the pool. And I'm reading this book by John Maxwell. And I just had to share this page with you guys because I think it's so important and powerful and something that everybody should implement a lot more in their lives. So this book is called Developing the Leader Within You by John C. Maxwell. This book has been incredible. I've read a lot of like self-help books, business books. This book is about leadership. And there's just so many important life principles like problem solving and communicating with your team and attitude and integrity and creating positive change. Like so many amazing things that maybe you're not a leader of a big organization, but this is just good life skills that I think you should apply to your life and the people around you. And so this specific chapter I just started is chapter 6. Which is the extra plus in leadership is attitude. So I want to read you guys this page and then I'll kind of talk about it after that. So first off, John Maxwell, when he's doing his conferences, his leadership conferences, he always asks this question right off the bat, which is, there's two questions. Write the name of a friend whom you greatly admire. And then after that, write one thing that you admire most about that friend. And then I'll go on to read the rest of what he says here. I'd like you to take a moment and contemplate this exercise before you continue reading. I think you'll gain an interesting, important insight. The odds are high that the thing you most admire about your friend has to do with attitude. After all the conference participants have completed this exercise, I ask them to tell me their answers. I list the first 25 responses on an overhead projector for everyone to see. I put an A beside the characteristics that describe attitude, an S beside those describing skills, and an L if the words deal with looks. Every time I conduct this exercise, 95% of the descriptive words represent attitude for which a friend is admired. Chuck Swindoll said, "The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on my life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes, than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, or a home. The remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past, nor can we change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We also cannot change the inevitable. The only thing that we can do is play on the same string we have, and that is attitude. I'm convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you, we are in charge of our attitudes. Just as our attitudes are extra pluses in life, they also make the difference in leading others. Leadership has less to do with position than it does with disposition. The disposition of a leader is important because it will influence the way the followers think and feel. Great leaders understand that the right attitude will set the right atmosphere, which enables the right responses from others. So that's what I wanted to read. I was just reading this and I was super inspired and I love to hear this because I've always been somebody to have a positive attitude. And sometimes I've actually been told that I'm too positive and I find too much gold in people and I'm not realistic, I'm not logical. And that information or that advice is important to me because I want to make sure that I'm still thinking logical. But the more and more I'm reading from these big leaders and business people, the more they talk about how positivity and your attitude, having a positive attitude, is so important in the grand scheme of things. And that will make or break companies, or like this guy said, this doctor said, companies or churches or homes. And I think it's so important for you guys and everybody and for myself, and this is something that I'm always going to be looking back at myself, is what's my attitude like right now? How could I improve my attitude towards the people around me, towards the circumstances that I'm in? And it always makes a difference. There could be a really crappy day, but if I'm positive of where I am and make the best of it, that day still can be good. It can be salvaged. It can be memorable. And like, if you have the mindset of like, you know what, today sucks, but you know what, in 10 years, this is going to be a great story. And just always have a positive outlook and attitude on things. And like it starts off with, like, for me, when I was doing the exercise, he asked about thinking about a friend and their favorite attributes and what I admire. I thought of people who were positive and they were outgoing and had a good outlook on life and they were kind. And it all has to do with attitude. And it makes me check myself because I want to make sure that if somebody's thinking about me in that way, I want them to see my attitude and be inspiring with my attitude. And I think that it is important for all of us. And if we all had a better attitude, I think life would just be that much better. So I hope you guys enjoy this. I hope that you take from it. I hope that you maybe go back and listen to it again and start looking in your life of how you can be more positive and have a better attitude. Stay tuned, guys. I'll be giving you guys some more updates and hopefully some interviews with some people I'm traveling with to come. But I'm just trying to enjoy every moment of this. It's been a life-changing experience so far, and I'm so inspired, and dreams have been coming, and I just love traveling so much. So stay tuned. Thank you guys for listening. If you like this episode, I'd love it if you could share it with one friend. If you guys want to follow along with the podcast, I am everywhere. There's a podcast. You could even just Google The Curtis Anderton Show, and I'll come up on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever podcasts are found. So thank you guys for listening. Remember, you have what it takes. Have a wonderful day today. Go have a positive attitude, and I'll catch you in the next episode.